It takes a lot to freak me out, but I'm a little freaked out after interviewing J.J. Carroll. He's the, 24-year veteran of the Border Patrol, and now he's the creator of this new film called Treason, which apparently is due out in September. And the reason we even got a hold of him was because, well, he had interviewed a woman. There's a video clip about this that went viral. The woman apparently runs financial logistics, handling a bunch of bids for, well, FEMA camps, essentially, although it's not really under FEMA, but they're being described as detention camps or death camps, depending on, you know, whose interpretation you're hearing. But J.J. Carroll was telling me about the severity of the open borders problem. And, you know, look, I've interviewed Michael Yon numerous times, and I've interviewed Anne Vandersteel also again recently. And I'm very much aware of the border problem, but the way JJ describes it is even worse. It's even freaking me out. He's talking about 50 to 60 million illegals being in the United States right now. One out of every six people in North America, he says, is an illegal. And he was talking about huge numbers of foreign terrorists. And I forgot the designation they have under customs. But he said that in his entire career, he might have only seen maybe five of these foreign terrorists, but that just recently there were 250,000 of them that were processed and let go by Homeland Security. So we're talking about a quarter of a million known terrorists being released into the United States. It's like a wave of enemy combatants has been allowed to just waltz right through the front door of the castle. You know, here's the drawbridge. Just walk across the moat into the castle. Go anywhere you want in the castle and do anything you want. And that's what's been happening to America. And I want to be clear about this distinction. Out of the, let's say, 50 million illegals, let's just use that number. Out of 50 million illegals that are in the United States, I would say the vast majority of those illegals, they're not terrorists. They're not trying to themselves tear down or destroy America, but they're coming here. They're incentivized to come here for the freebies. They want the handouts. They want the free money. They want the rent subsidies. They want the, you know, the COVID tax incentive handouts that also went to a lot of non-citizens, by the way. They want all these things, but they're not themselves enemy combatants, the vast majority. But then at the same time, there are some number of these illegals who are enemy combatants. And that number, according to the best estimates of the experts that I have interviewed, is somewhere between 500,000 and 1 million right now in the United States. So imagine, I mean, just think about this. Let's think about Russia and Ukraine. Imagine if Ukraine had said to Russia, you know, before the, what was it, February of 2022, before the special military operation, if Ukraine had said, hey, Russia, all of your soldiers can just come in and occupy all of Ukraine at any time, and they can have access, they can do anything they want, and we'll even pay for them to come in and invade Ukraine. Or the inverse, imagine if Ukraine was allowed to send soldiers into Russia. Imagine if Russia said, hey, our borders are wide open, all Ukrainians can just come in, you're just gonna be processed and released, and let's have 1 million Ukrainians in Russia. What do you think the results would be today in either one of those scenarios? Well, the enemy combatants would have activated and they would have gone into domestic warfare, sabotage operations, you know, taking out military bases, taking out infrastructure, bridges, refineries, ports, whatever, and attacking probably civilians along the way. It would be mass chaos. You wouldn't let the enemy inside your gates, you know? You would stop them. But in America, we've let the enemy in because we pretended like they were all just peaceful migrants who only wanted to work. And again, while that's true for probably the vast majority of them, it's not true for this 500,000 to 1 million, and maybe that number is even low. It might be more. So let's just say that there's 1 million enemy combatants in America right now. A million of them. It's like it's an entire army. It's larger than the remaining military of Ukraine by far. A million enemy combatants, mostly military-aged males, trained in soldier skills in other countries, given directives, some of them from the Middle East, some from communist China, some from, I don't know, maybe South America, who knows? But their goal is to destroy America from within. And after listening to J.J. Carroll, not only am I freaked out, but I'm very, very concerned about the safety of the American people in a whole new light. I mean, I've always been concerned about the safety of people. I'm part of my mission is to protect life. I'm here to help people be healthier and happier and have a more abundant life, you know, just to experience life to its fullest. And you can't do that when you're dead, right? You can't do that when you're under attack by enemy combatants. So I've always been concerned about Americans, but I'm doubly concerned right now because by and large, the American people are asleep. They're asleep at the wheel. They don't know that any of this is happening because the complicit liberal media has covered this up and they've lied about it, just like Alejandro Mayorkas has lied about this. He said the border is secure, there's no problem. Joe Biden has been complicit in all of this. All the Democrats and half the Republicans, the neocons or the rhinos, they've been involved in this too, keeping the border wide open in order to let America be invaded. Now, Anne Vandersteel stars in a new Brighteon University docuseries that's launching July 20th, which is a must-see docuseries. It's called Operation Burning Edge. And this is a very important docuseries put together by Bob Denny and the Brighteon TV team. And they're going to be focusing more on docuseries now that Brighteon TV operations have been merged with Brighteon.com. You know, all the new live streaming capabilities there. So Brighteon TV is no longer carrying its own streams. Instead, everybody can stream on Brighteon.com live streams. But this docuseries is available to watch free of charge beginning July 20th at Brighteon University, which is brightu.com. So if you go to brightu.com, register there with your email address, you can watch the series for free. You can also purchase and download the entire series with the bonus items if you want. You know, to help support Brighteon and support the BTV crew and their documentary efforts as well. But this really sounds the alarm on illegal immigration and how bad it is and why we desperately need to solve this problem. We've got to shut the border immediately. J.J. Carroll told me this today. We've got to shut the border right now. And then we've got to deport millions of illegals who came here by violating the law, but most importantly, there's some segment of them that came here with malicious intent. They intend to bomb America's infrastructure. They intend to achieve civilian casualties. They intend to destabilize our nation. And no one is stopping them. Not the Democrats, not ever. The Democrats are all with them. The federal government is on the side of the illegal invaders. And again, half the Rhino Republicans are all in bed with these guys, too. They want illegal immigration. So who's going to step up and stop this? The states aren't really doing that much. Even Governor Abbott in Texas, although, you know, put out press releases and talk about a lot of things that he's doing. But he hasn't stopped the flow of illegals into Texas. They're still streaming in. Why can't we just, you know, deputize 100,000 Texans to just go to the border and stop people? You know, why do we have to wait for the federal government to give us an okay? They're never going to give us an okay. Texas needs to declare that it's going to solve the border problem itself. And it hasn't done that yet. And frankly, Texas needs to arrest any federal agents that interfere with Texas's desire or plan to stop illegal immigration. If the feds get in the way, put them in handcuffs, arrest them and charge them. You know, charge them with the aiding and abetting foreign enemies of America, if that's an appropriate charge. But you've got to stop this. and you can't let the feds continue to allow your country to be invaded. But anyway, back to the interviews today. So J.J. Carroll, his film is called Treason. It comes out in September. The website for it is, I think, thisistreason.com. I think that's the site, if I remember correctly. Thisistreason.com. And I don't know, there might be a, I think he said there's a pre-purchase option for VIPs. They can kind of see all the interviews as they're going up. Or you can wait till the film comes out and purchase it then. You know, whatever, you're supporting him, okay? And, you know, he didn't pay me to have him on. I'm having him on because we need to get this message out. It's the same reason that our team produced this docuseries with Ann Vandersteel. This message needs to get out. Now, in terms of preparedness, my fear is that the American people are not ready at all for what's coming. They're not ready for kinetic warfare on American soil. And I have re-emphasized again and again and again the need for preparedness. And I know many of you listening to this, you are very well prepared. Very well prepared. You know, backup supplies, firearms for self-defense, all that, backup communications. But the average American is not. They're not prepared at all. And in many cases, that's going to cost them their lives. Because when this whole thing goes kinetic, because the radical left basically announces Purge Day, and all the illegals start, I mean, the enemy combatant illegals, they start streaming into the neighborhoods and just dragging people out of their homes and shooting them and then taking their homes. The United States of America is going to be turned into a live action battlefield. And, you know, sadly, you're going to see bloodshed all across the country. So let me just mention a couple of important points here and also some solutions. So number one, I just want to reiterate that I only support ethical, moral, legal actions in self-defense. I do not support aggressive actions or instigating violence in any way whatsoever, but it is our duty, our responsibility, and our lawful right to end violence when it comes to us. If a violent gang comes to your door, and I mean, hey, check your local laws, but in Texas, if a violent gang comes to my door and they're brandishing firearms and banging on the door, and there's a pattern of killings up and down the street, and I can hear the chaos out there, and I fear for my life, and they're banging on my door, demanding that I let them in, and I fear for my life, I have the right to shoot them. Now, again, check your own laws and use your own judgment. Use your own, you know, legal team, if you have one, for guidance. I can't tell you what to do. But I can tell you that if you can't defend yourself, in many of these situations, you'll be dead. And the typical American is not ready for this at all. They're not the least bit ready. They don't have the right firearms. They haven't practiced using them. They don't even have it sighted in, probably, if it's a rifle. Or they're rusty on their skills. Or, you know, they haven't done anything with the firearms. Because it's a skill you have to keep up. You have to practice on a routine basis to keep that skill set up. But the average American thinks that you can just dial 911 and that other men with guns will come solve your problem for you. It's like 911 is how you summon armed men and sometimes women to come solve your problem. But guess what? Not going to work. Not going to work in the middle of the purge. You dial 911 and there'll just be like a recorded laughter on the other end. You thought we were here? Oh my God. You're on your own, suckers. You know, that's what you're going to get. Especially in LA, places like that. So the smart people will have already gotten out of Dodge ahead of all this. They will have a bug out location. They will have already either gone there or maybe they will live there in advance. And the smart people are moving out of the cities anyway. So this is not going to affect them nearly as much. I predict that the violence is going to start in the cities. Infrastructure will be taken out very rapidly. Significant portions of the country will find themselves with no electricity, no water, no fuel, no groceries, etc. And it's going to be all out panic. But the actual enemy combatants will begin to be taken out by, you know, law enforcement, sheriffs, police, SWAT teams. and a whole bunch of patriots probably who will, you know, in self-defense, take out a bunch of these people. You're going to see a lot of that happening. You're going to see SWAT teams going on raids to take out these enemy combatant groups and so on. So the numbers of the invaders will dwindle over time. And as they work their way more and more out into the countryside, their numbers will get smaller and smaller. And at the same time, they're going to meet more, quote, country folk who know how to use firearms, especially hunting rifles and such. And so, you know, eventually these enemy forces will be defeated. They're on a suicide mission. But while America is in the state of being incredibly weakened, here's the question. Does a foreign adversary use that state of weakness in order to attack? Does Russia nuke America? Or does China invade California with landing craft? Yeah, or do they come down from Canada? Or do they send a million soldiers up north from Mexico in cooperation with the narco cartels? I don't know the answer. These are some of the possibilities. But America has already shipped almost all of its defense munitions to Ukraine. So what does America have left in terms of tanks or artillery or, you know, anti-tank weapon systems, the manpad systems, the javelins? You know, what does America have left? Almost nothing. America's a sitting duck right now. So they can use illegals to destabilize the country. And they can send in, you know, organized foreign military to occupy places like California. And they can take it over. This is not science fiction. So we, the American people, we need to be as resilient, as redundant as possible. So double down on all your preps. Make sure you've got backup food supplies, backup communications, firearms, ammunition as needed for community defense in a time of war when our nation is under attack from foreign enemies trying to destroy our nation. You're going to need that rifle. You're going to need the extra ammo. You're going to need the night vision. You're going to need the emergency medicine. You know, maybe the ivermectin even. You're going to need the iodine. You're going to need the hydrogen peroxide. All the things that you have stored up. The chlorine dioxide. Oh, by the way, the Safrax company, SAFRAX.com, I've listed them on my rangerdeals.com website. Even though they don't pay us anything, by the way. They've never paid us. We've never, you know, they've never been a sponsor. And I'm not asking them to, but I did ask them if they would extend a discount code to our audience. And they said yes. So we're going to be listing Safrax.com. They have the chlorine dioxide tablets that you drop into water and it makes almost an instant sanitizing solution. Use discount code RANGER and you'll save 10%. And that's at Safrax.com, S-A-F-R-A-X. And you can check out all the other deals we have, all kinds of discounts on firearms, on ivermectin for pets. We even have fenbendazole for pets, by the way. Through Virex Health, and they're listed on rangerdeals.com. And special deals on satellite phones, satellite communications, solar generators, solar panels, Faraday bags, all kinds of things. You can check it all out at rangerdeals.com. And for most of the partners that we're linking to there, some of whom provide firearms like shield arms or holsters or ballistic armor like hoplite armor, in most of these cases, discount code RANGER will save you often 10%. Sometimes it varies depending on the supplier. But check all of that out at rangerdeals.com and use those resources to help yourself get ready for what's coming, because we're going to need to help support local communities here. We're going to need to support local law enforcement, local rebuilding efforts. How do we reclaim the streets once the chaos or the purge is initiated? We're going to need to work together at the community level to keep ourselves and our families and our towns safe from this invasion attack on America. So you're about to live through a domestic war, and it's a good idea to get prepared. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. I pray for your safety, and God bless America. Take care. We've got our big independence sale going on right now at healthrangerstore.com. And of course, we are all about increasing your health
and your independence. And one of the ways that we do that is through highly nutritious, lab-tested, superior foods and nutritional supplements. Let me show you what I have here right now that's back in stock that's really exciting. We've got the macaroni and cheese buckets that you can see there in the big bucket format, or show the overhead cam. Actually, I want to show people what this looks like. So we have these really intensely, we call them bricks. These are bricks of the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa and amaranth and rice, all organic ingredients. And this has an amazing texture. And then this is the powder pack that goes with it, certified organic, real cream powder, real cheddar cheese powder, and real butter powder, plus a couple other simple ingredients like black pepper and onion powder and so on. This is what makes up the macaroni and cheese meals. They're incredibly delicious. People rave about them. This isn't your cheap Kraft macaroni and cheese with artificial colors and garbage. This is real food for long-term storage. We've also got the new stick pack drink mixes now. This is the first time that we're even mentioning these. We've got collagen joint support. These are in little stick packs that you can put in water, mix it up. They're incredibly delicious. We have a couple other flavors there as well, as you can see on the left. Just go to healthrangerstore.com during this 4th of July sale, and you can save up to 45% off. Many different items are on sale right now. And if you just go to healthrangerstore.com/July4, just the numeral 4, then that'll give you the landing page of everything that's available, including this right here. Free 5G defense powder for orders over $149. And this defense powder is made with the SOD ingredient that helps your body naturally overcome the free radical damage caused by peroxynitrites. So this is a really important formulation. If you have a lot of exposure to electromagnetism and 5G, then this can help your body naturally eliminate the free radicals that are formed upon exposure to some of those electromagnetic fields. But check it all out. Support your independence at the same time that you're supporting this network and this platform and our message of human freedom, human health, and self-reliance. And also remember that every purchase helps us support our ongoing lawsuit that we filed against the Department of Defense, the State Department, Homeland Security. We are suing Alejandro Mayorkas, We're suing big tech. We've sued Google, Meta. We've even filed suit against Twitter, X, over censorship, collusion. This lawsuit is very expensive. We are probably going to spend huge amounts of money on it over time. And we're fighting for your right to be able to speak freely, because we're not going to settle with just some permission that we can speak, but nobody else can. We're fighting to dismantle the censorship industrial complex. And you can help us in that fight by shopping at healthrangerstore.com and enjoying our July 4th sale events. It's all good until midnight on Independence Day. So do your shopping early, get these products that are on sale, get the bonus items, and help support us in our fight for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.